It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, how would you like to see a shiny, clean kitchen floor? Let's look at it right away. One of Audrey's assistants came after we left yesterday, waxed it. Really looks good, don't you think? We can put the chairs down and make it look like it usually looks out here. There's the kitchen we know. Sure, let's feed the fish. Right away, some food for you fish. Do you suppose fish dance? Sort of, don't they? They swim. They swim as they dance. They dance as they swim. Now, this is a painting of some ballet dancers, painted by a Frenchman by the name of Degas. See this one bending over? And this one reaching up like this? Could you reach up like that? I have some ballet shoes here I want to show you. You see, Joe Negri asked us over to his music shop later to see a couple ballet dancers dancing. These are ballet slippers that would fit me. See how soft the toes are? Very soft toes. And this is a pair of toe shoes for people who want to dance on their toes, like that, you see. Hear how hard they are? That's to protect your toes. Hard to balance clear up like that. There's so much balance in life. You try, if you want to, just going like that with one foot. You see how much you have to do to balance. Your arms help in balancing. Of course, some people just dance with other parts of their bodies, like your eyebrows. You could dance with your eyebrows. Make up a dance with your eyebrow. Yeah? Sure. What about a dance with your fingers? Look. Two people dancing right here on the pillow. What about a dance with just your feet on the floor? How about that? You can make up one yourself. Or what about one with your shoulders and your head? Make it up yourself. Sure, make it up yourself. Put some music, there's our telephone. Just make up your own kind of dance, whatever you like. Hello? Hi, Betty. Sure I do. Oh, well, thanks for telling us. Okay, fine, thank you very much. That's Betty Averland. She says that there's a very nice program on the television that shows water skiers. So Let's look at it.
All right.
Takes a lot of balance for water skiing, too, doesn't it? She says she likes to watch it, although she cannot do it herself. Let's look at it. That is pretty. Think of the amount of practice it would take to do something like that. Phew. Why don't we pretend that King Friday wants some water skiers in the neighborhood of make-believe? We do that? Okay, let's get the trolley. And then after that, we'll go over to Joe Negri's and see some ballet dancers. Trolley? We're getting ready for some water skiing in the neighborhood of make-believe. I imagine there'd have to be a lot of preparations to get a place big enough to water ski in make-believe. Take us to the neighborhood of make-believe, trolley. Okay, the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley, I might need you later, too. There's so much to be done, just so many things to do here. McFeely! Oh, Mr. McFeely, where are you? Oh, where is he? When I need something, I need it. And I need many, many things today. I'll just call Polificate on the telecan. Hello, Polificate? It is your king, of course. Please get McFeely on the line immediately. He's asleep? Well, then waken him up, of course. I need him here. Absolutely, there's too much to be done. I just have to get these orders together. Now we need 75 towels, 31 boxes of cookies, one pool, and water. Oh, Mr. McFeely, I presume?
Oh, excuse me, King Friday. Correct as usual.
We are having a water skiing team here today, McFeely, and you can't afford to be sleepy.
Well, I'm very sorry, King Friday, but... I've been working all night on that other project of yours, and I'm...
Well, that's as it should be. Now, do you know where you can get a pool of water?
A pool of water? Oh, yes. One of those little pools could be obtained...
No. I'll be needing an extra large pool of water and a few other things as well.
An extra large? Now, King Friday, how large is... extra large.
Oh, very large, McFeely. About from here to Daniel's clock.
Daniel's clock? Well, King Friday, that's a long way.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, even further than that would be good.
Further? Well, I can hardly see all the way to that. That's a huge amount of water, King Friday.
Exactly. But that's your problem, McFeely.
Where will you put all that? Well, that's a lot of water, King Friday.
Yes, well, you'll take care of it. Now, first, get me 75 bath towels. There are going to be a lot of people water skiing here. And here's the list of all the things I need. 75 towels, 31 boxes of cookies, and everything for the water skiing pool.
Yes, Your Majesty.
That's right.
75 towels, that's a lot of towels. Well, I'll try, King Friday.
Yes, McFeely ought to get more sleep. I don't know when he could do it, but he should.
Meow, King Friday.
Oh, Henrietta Pussycat, I presume.
Meow as usual, Meow Friday.
Have you been helping Queen Sarah?
Meow. Prince Meow Day is asleep, Meow.
Oh, well, here are the first 25.
McFeely. Oh. Meow, 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 meow.
50 more to go, McFeely. Just put them there. And
we'll yes, Your Majesty.
That's right, 50 more to go. Henrietta, please tell Mr. McFeely that I will be back later to see how he's doing.
Meow, 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 meow.
So much to be done.
Meow, McFeely.
Big job, Henrietta.
King Friday, meow, 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 back later, meow, meow, meow.
All right, Henrietta. I don't have any time to talk, Henrietta. I'm very busy today. I have 25 more to go.
Meow. Poor Mr. McMeowly. Meow, getting tired.
There's the last 25, Henrietta. Oh, let me see.
Meow, meow, 75, meow.
75 towels. I'll put some over, some here, maybe.
Yeah.
There's room up there.
Meow, 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 meow. Lots of towels, meow.
Move over just a little. That's it. Put those there. Oh,
meow, Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, that was a big delivery, Henrietta.
Meow. Mr. McFeely, meow.
Oh, Henrietta.
Meow.
I dozed off. Henrietta, I just have to take a nap. Do you think that you could tell Mrs. McFeely I'll be home a little late today?
Meow.
I'll just find a little spot to take a nap. And
meow.
I'll be rested. Thank you,
Henrietta. Meow, call Mrs. McFeely.
Thank you. Big John came Friday, hasn't he? Been hungry. Getting rested with a cool form. There's a good little spot here. Oh, I'm so tired. Just go to sleep here. Oh, boy.
Yes, now here are the towels. Where are the cookies? And where's McFeely? Where are you, Mr. McFeely? McFeely! Mr. McFeely! Trolley, do you know where Mr. McFeely is? Oh, Trolley. Trolley, just stop your fiddling around and go find McFeely for me. Oh, my water skiing team is coming soon.
Trolley went really fast through there. Well, Mr. McFeely was very tired. Yeah, King Friday asked him to do so many things for that water skiing tomorrow.
When I need something, said the king.
I think he just asked Mr. McFeely to do too many things. Don't you? Why don't we go to Negri's and see that ballet? Those ballet dancers, okay? Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew. 'Cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Let's go to Joe Negri's music shop and see the ballet dancers. Hmm?
Fred.
Joe, how are you? I'm just getting a break. I've been so busy all day. Would you like to go in and meet the dancers?
I would. What are these?
Oh, aren't they cute? Some hand puppets that came in from Barbados.
I'm very sleepy. I think I'll take a nap.
Okay, Mr. Frog, you just lie down there and take a nap.
Let's go meet the dancers.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt, but I'd like to introduce you to somebody. Mr. Rogers, I'd like you to meet Miss Battles.
Mr. Stewart. I really like to see what you're doing. Would you do another exercise? Is that what they are, exercises?
Sure.
Yeah. Tell me, Miss Battles, what that's about.
Just kicking your leg and pointing your foot.
Like that?
Yes. Pulling up so that you have all your balance. Very good.
Oh, that's
a higher exercise called Grombotma. The leg goes higher.
Would you do that for
us? Sure. Grombotma.
Grombotma.
Why'd you try that one?
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Do you have to pull up with that one, too?
Yes. Pull up.
Keep your back
and
up here.
Your leg up.
In this
thing. Oh, boy, that's
not too hard.
But it's not easy, Mr. Stewart. Gee. It's fun, but you do things without holding on to that, don't you?
Yes. Would you like to see our doll dance?
Sure. You do a dance that, like dolls, is that it?
It's from Nutcracker. Nutcracker Ballet.
Like very much to see it.
We'll move this way.
All right.
Okay. Da, da, rum. When I was little and used to go around, I'd get very dizzy.
Yeah.
But well, how do you usually go? They don't spot their head. They just leave themselves go. And eventually they fall.
What do you mean, spot? You mean you look
snap
at...
snap your head.
Uh-huh.
So they go snap, snap. Look in the same object.
At the same spot all the time.
Ah.
Spot your head.
Keeps you from getting dizzy.
They brought along some of their costumes. Would you like to see those? They're very pretty.
Yes.
Hey, could we?
I'd like to see anything they have.
Boy, aren't they good. They're good.
Yeah.
These are very lovely costumes.
Oh, I guess so.
These are also from the Nutcracker, from the Arabian dance. And we have to change.
Would you put them
we'll
on?
We'll go to our dressing rooms. Come back.
Let me just show my friend. Look how much work Mr. Stewart has done. Because you can see the perspiration on his face. Would you show that to my friend?
Strenuous exercises every day.
It really is.
We'll be
right
back.
Right. I'm going to go into the store. I thought I heard the door.
They're going to their dressing rooms, they say. So, sure, I'll come.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You're right.
We have some people here. Hello, how are you?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Oh, it's nice.
We wanted to have some triangles.
Oh, you'd like to buy some triangles?
Yes.
Okay, would you like both of them?
Yes, I think for two girls.
Let me show them, okay?
Yeah, sure.
You know, when you play a triangle, you hit it on the side like that. And you don't hold it, Because if you hold it like that, it sounds like this.
Would you like to try it?
Try it, just holding the red thing. Nice in there. That's very nice.
Would you like to try it too, dear?
Here, Jill.
Just hold the red
record?
Thing.
Hey, let me see the record.
Yeah. Would you like both of them?
Yes.
All right.
I'll let you. All right. I'll be glad to pack them.
That'll be $2.45.
Okay. Thanks, Cindy. There are your triangles, and it says Negri's Music Shop right on the front of the bag.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, girls.
Bye. Your triangle music at their house.
Do you think our dancers are ready?
Well, we can see.
All right.
Oh, boy, look at those costumes.
Aren't they beautiful?
Well, you really look like you're ready for a ballet now.
They are nice.
Thank you.
Will you show us that dance that you had planned?
Sure.
Yes.
What's it about?
We represent the sweets on top of a cake, and we are the coffee.
The decorations on top of a big cake?
Yes.
It's from the Nutcracker.
Oh, we're ready to see it, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much. It's just a little part of the ballet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very short segment.
Oh, thank you for showing me that. Thank you, Miss Battle.
Thank you.
Mr. Stewart.
Thank you.
It's really great to have met you.
We'll see you kids later. Oh, you're going to continue rehearsing?
Yes.
4 or 5 more times.
Oh, boy. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See what they say? 4 or 5 more times just today.
That's right. They do an awful lot of work.
Hours and hours. Well, thank you for telling
us. Okay, thanks for coming by.
You bet. Bye-bye,
Jeff. See you soon. Bye, Fred.
And they're going to do that 4 or 5 more times again today. Boy, that's hard work, that ballet dancing. I'm going to try these ballet shoes on. How they look. They feel tight. Way of moving. Let's see, go like that. They pushed them way up in the air. Phew. kind of dance I said you could make up, even when you're sitting down? Every movement that you make is like a dance. Sure. You have loads of ways of making them up yourself. There's really lots to know about in this world, isn't there? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I think about you when we're not together. I often do that, you know. Because whatever your movements, whatever your thoughts, I like you exactly as you are. It's such a good feeling, very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.